Slurp, slurp, slurpy, slurp.
Bring you the scoop. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
Chinchilla.
Don't squeeze it. Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
We have a very special guest this week. We have joining us from FF Encyclopedia, Ganyman. Welcome once again. Glad to have you.
Good to be here.
This episode's going to be special. We are dedicating this episode to sort of interviewing Ganyman on the Premier Site Summit,
which ended just a couple hours ago. So this is, we're like recording this in the middle of the night right here.
Yep.
Reporting live.
Yeah.
From Los Angeles, California. Ganyman.
So, we just got back from dinner with the Square Enix guys.
What was for dinner? Crab? Was it crab? Tell me it was crab.
No, we went to this Korean barbecue place, which was very cool.
Nice.
It's like, there's like a little grill in front of you, and they kind of just throw meat on it, and you just pick meat off the grill.
I would have liked to see more meat? Like Sundae and crab bib, personally. But
no, yeah, me too. But time. You know what? Meat plus grill equals win. How can you lose?
Well, if you're a vegetarian.
Wow.
So, yeah, we spent like more than 12 hours with those guys, I think.
Wow.
It was like 10 really cool, in the morning until now. So, it was a long
okay,
time.
Okay, so refresh our memory. Who all was there?
Let's see, we had myself and Gahu from our site were there.
Nice.
Pico and another guy from Ala, whose name I'm not remembering
right
now.
Was it Exodus?
No, it wasn't Exodus. I've got it right here. It was Theos.
Okay.
He's a red mage. Then Sven from a German site called OnlineVelten.com was there. There was another guy from a French website. So they had some European Premier sites representing.
Very cool.
That is cool, actually.
There was a new guy from Stratix who's recently taken over the Stratix site and is working on finding his niche for Premier site. There were two people from the FF Vault site, which took over. So there's new staff over there, and they're trying to find their own niche. They said they're not trying to be another database site. They're trying to be a more of a community friendship kind of site. And the guy from Warcry who represented last year was also there this year.
Cool.
And I think and Susie from Warcry was there also, but she's kind of a general Warcry person, not a Final Fantasy Warcry person.
Gotcha. Okay, so going into this thing, Ganny, what were you expecting?
I was just kind of hoping that they'd give us a juicy piece of information to walk away with. Just like one good juicy thing. Last year they told us about windowed mode, and they confirmed a new expansion pack, which turned out to be Wings of the Goddess, so I was hoping that we'd get something as groundbreaking as those were, and we sort of got something good. What we have, I'm actually looking at my assets in my email right now, and it says, please remember these stats and the damage are not finalized and could change at any time. So I think we'll save that tidbit for the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the day started off, we went to the office, they picked us up in a limo. Everybody piled inside.
I want to be picked up in a limo.
Everybody piled inside. We get to the office. We do like a round of introductions, kind of, you know, who does what for what site kind of thing. It was nice to know what the European guys were doing. I thought it was cool that they were there.
That is cool.
And the Square people were there, and they kind of did their round of introductions to show, you know, what their goals are and what their specific jobs are, and ultimately everyone's job was to make the community happy. That's kind of what their presentation at the end of everyone's description was, like, make people happy. Mm-hmm. So from Square Enix, there was Sage Sundy, Mochi, Yasu, Matt, Robert, Kenji, and there was a new person from London, Saori, who's been with Square like the last 5 months or so.
Okay. Very
and
cool.
She's kind of doing the European community stuff, so she was there with the European guys.
Gotcha.
Very cool, very cool.
So they kind of went around, told us what each of them was all about, and if you hang on a second, I can get you.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they brought in some of the European connection there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, these guys flew from like Germany and France just to come in for a day, and the German guy had never been to the U.S. before, so he was all excited about it.
Oh wow.
So let's see. I have the PowerPoint presentations in front of me that they gave us. That would help me go through what happened.
The exclusive.
My brain is a little fried from
exclusive biscuit. From Ganyman.
Yeah. So, let's see. It started out, you got Sage Sundy. He started with Square in 2001. He started out with Ultima Online. He was a lead GM for them. He did Ultima Online Third Dawn. He became the producer. He moved to EverQuest 2 as a producer. And, you know, kind of kept moving up. And now he's global online producer for Final Fantasy XI. And he is currently working on the development of Final Fantasy XI and the next MMO, Rapture. And I did try to poke his brain about Rapture as much as I could throughout the day, as well as telling him to give me Byakko's Hidate all day. And not much on giving me Byakko's Hidate.
Oh, man.
So then you got Mochi, who's been with Square since 2002, and he is the community guy in Japan.
That's okay.
Understands and speaks very, very little English, but Sage Sundy was happy to translate back and forth, and so was Yasu. Then you got Sayori from London, and actually, she started in 2005, so I was mistaken on her time with the company. But she does the European online activities. Okay. Yasu Kurosawa, he's been with Square longer than anyone else, and it, like, his brief job description is make North American online players happy with a smiley face. So then Kenji probably, he's not in the spotlight as much as the other guys, but by the looks of his desk, he's probably one of the busiest guys there. He's a community guy too with Matt and Robert.
Okay.
Matt and Robert both started out as testers for various games, and they worked on a lot of titles that you've heard of. For example, Robert's worked on Secret of Mana titles. He worked on Star Ocean. He worked on Final Fantasy XI testing, Dragon Quest VIII testing, and he's moved up and has become a community relations person. And Matt has worked on titles such as Final Fantasy X, Kingdom Hearts, Front Mission 4, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Final Fantasy X-2, Final Fantasy XI, and now he's like the community guy.
So, yeah, we were rapping with him about Final Fantasy X, and
we never did get that hate mail for you.
Yeah, he told me that I told him that I didn't like Final Fantasy X, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get hate mail for that. And he's like, yeah, I hope you do. Lol, but I never did, so, you know, whatever. It's probably because nobody noticed, but now I'm going to get it.
Then they kind of went over, they call it year in review. And they just kind of talked about what happened since the last summit and what their relationship with the Premier sites is and what they would like it to be. And
What is that exactly? Like, what is their expectation? What do they...
Their definition of a Premier site is sites we work closely with, sites we send news to, Q&A, contests. We attend special events like Fan Festival, and we get a special promotion on playonline.com.
Okay.
And what Square Enix gets out of us is it's a meeting place for players. It's a place for them to promote the game and see what's going on with the community. It's a place for them to update players with news. We are the voice for Square Enix, and we provide, you know, a database of information. It also gives us early and or direct access to content. We can
clearly
on our site. We can get sponsorship for any events that we might want to run. That kind of thing.
Cool.
So we are allowed to submit ideas for events to Square Enix. We did get approval to like let the community know that we can work with Square Enix to run events, whether they're in-game or out-of-game. And they told us, you know, no matter how crazy you think the idea is, just send it to them. And they'll just let us know, like, yeah, that's a little too crazy, or yeah, we can do that.
Cool.
Some things might take longer to put together, like, you know, if you want something that creates like a new in-game item for some event, that's like probably not going to happen because that just takes too long.
Yeah.
Development. But if you want to maybe give away an existing item that's, you know, not game-breaking, like a FanFest item, like a Moogle Rod or something like that, that's more doable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you guys have any ideas, we'll be glad to pass them along.
They should send all RMT gil that they've taken to Bahamut, care of Stakem's Moogle.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll get right on that, you know.
Yeah.
They'll give you Biakra's Haidate, too.
Yeah, right.
So that's, like, the gist of the morning. Then we did some lunch with them where, you know, I got to talk to Sage Sundy, and I tried to talk to him about Rapture a little bit.
Yeah, it's right probably Fort Knox.
Yeah, right away he's like, I can't talk about that.
No. But, that's like the taboo thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk a little bit more, and they are developing on. They are developing it, and it makes sense that they can't talk about it because there's really not much to talk about yet.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They've got the idea of what they want the story to be, but nothing's been approved. Nothing's finalized. Everything that he thinks might. What the game might be could change next week for all he knows.
Right, right.
So it's not worth saying anything.
So did they give you anything at all?
What I did learn is that Rapture is not going to be a play online game.
Oh, thank God.
However, you will be able to link to your play online friend list and send messages between games.
That's kind of nice.
Which is very nice because I kind of got that out of him because he was asking me, like, will I play the new game? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to at least try it.
No, definitely.
I'm telling you, dude. Rapture is just a cover for Concerto Gate.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not. They actually don't even know what Concerto Gate is because you got to remember Square was Square and Enix was Enix and now it's Square Enix and
right.
that's an Enix title, not a Square Enix title or not a Square title.
Oh, gotcha.
So, these guys are Square guys, so they're not into that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But I was telling, you know, he's asking me, will you play Rapture? I said, oh, of course I'll play Rapture. And he goes, well, you know, what are your thoughts on moving to a new game and stuff like that? And I said, well, if it's a play online title, that would be really nice because if I have friends who are still playing 11 but also have Rapture, I can shoot them a message and say, hey, we're trying this new mission. And then they could jump games or something like that. And he said, well, it's not going to be a play online title, but... we're working on making it so you'll be able to link to your like play online ID.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he said they're gonna be like doing away with play online. You know, what it's become is a billing system for Final Fantasy XI and Tetramaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really going to be their gaming gateway any longer.
Yeah, that's not really what it was meant for.
At least if it goes the way that Sage Sunday wants, you know, he can be trumped and they can turn around and, like, try and revive play online.
But clear!
The feeling right now is it's going to go away, but they don't want to lose, like, your friend list. So if you play one game, right, like, and you want to talk to people in the other, you can still do that.
That's really nice.
Which I thought was really nice. What else did he tell me about it? He said that they will be doing premiere sites for Rapture.
Okay.
And that we've got a really good chance at being a premier site for Rapture. What else did he say?
Is that like if you started up like a database for Rapture?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, you know, Rapture's still a ways away. They have to finish 13 before they can start on Rapture.
Okay.
I mean, they've started Rapture, but
That's going to be a long time then.
They won't be like going full steam ahead on Rapture until 13 is done. And when 13's done, it's going to free up the developers, and then they can all focus on Rapture, and then like Rapture should be like the next big title.
Yeah, because 13 isn't even going to be out for at least 2 or 3 more years.
I don't know if it'll be that long, but
I don't know if it's going to be that.
They don't know when it's going to be out, but it didn't sound like. I mean, it's not going to be out like by Christmas this year.
Oh no!
But maybe Christmas next year or something like that. They didn't give us any dates or anything like that.
Yeah.
The feeling I got, because even the new president of Square was at dinner with us, and he even was like, yeah, you know, I don't know when 13's going to be done, but, you know, it sounded like
the president of Square was there?
On it. Yes, the new president of Square was...
What did you have for lunch?
Well, he wasn't at lunch. He was at dinner.
Did you say lol?
Yeah, I'm kind of jumping around.
Was that
Fusion goes lol.
No, was that Yuichi Wada that you're talking about?
You know, yes, he's the president of
European
and their North American stuff.
Very cool.
And so he was at lunch, and he said, you know, he's very excited about 13, and he liked that we were excited about 13. But
About 13 on
he was excited that you would spend money on it.
They also told us that 13 is going to be a PC title.
Yeah, I read that the other day. It's going to come out for PC.
And, they actually read that on, what was it, Endzone? It's like the NVIDIA forums or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they found out that their own game was going to be released on PC.
Seriously?
Like, they knew, but they hadn't announced it.
That's funny.
And NVIDIA, that's like, funny. Like let the secret out or something
that's
like
funny.
That.
Oh, man.
It will be a PC title, which should be nice.
Somebody's in breach of contract.
They told me that the Crystal Tools engine is a PC engine natively, and then it's ported to PS3 and Xbox, so
Any
Crystal Tools games should have a good chance of being a PC title also.
Very nice.
Good. That's good.
So, you know, I couldn't really get much details about Rapture other than...
That's
more than we knew 20 minutes ago, Ganny. So you're doing a good job.
And again, nothing's finalized, so...
Yeah.
What I found out today could turn out to be a lie in a week.
Hope that it's not, though, because the friend list thing would be a nice addition.
Totally. Especially if they're trying to get current players of 11 to, you know, to jump over.
I'm so glad they're getting rid of the play online thing for this next game, though, because play online right now, it's just another, like, annoying click in the way to start Final Fantasy.
One of the things that they talked about with play online during the Q&A session was one of the sites asked about accounts being hacked, and they looked at what other MMOs do, and it was like a single password login. Single-use password is what they called it. And I guess what that means is you log in once when you, like, register, and it's stored on your PC.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what it means?
That sounds dangerous.
I'm glad we got Yahoo to set you straight.
It's something like what WoW does.
Okay.
Shout out to Yahoo.
He's back here correcting my mistakes.
Yeah, WoW is just one password at the title screen, and then that's it. And you just pick your character, and you're in.
So they did a dev team kind of Q&A, but really what it was more like, we submitted questions to them a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They did the translations. They came up with answers, and then we just kind of reviewed the questions, and they gave us their answers to the questions. They didn't go over all the questions. I think, actually, the questions that came from our site, only, like, one of them got answered.
Oh, wow.
Which one was that?
I couldn't tell you right now. You're going to have to wait till we do our write-up on it to get the Q&A.
That's fine.
But we helped out Warcry with some of their questions, and a lot of the Warcry questions got answered, though. Mm-hmm. So you guys did give us some questions, and I know that at least one of them got answered on the Warcry stuff.
Very nice.
I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
Was it what Sage Sundy's favorite pizza topping was? Was it that one, or was it a different one?
As long as, actually, he told me he doesn't eat translucent food. So as long as
translucent,
it's
translucent, yes. Whoa! I don't need translucent food either.
Well, at dinner we had something that was like kind of translucent, and he was like, "No, I'm not touching it."
Really?
Yeah.
There you have it, folks.
Sage Sunday's diet.
Yeah.
Exactly. No translucent.
I know that's all I wanted to hear about.
Oh, and Yasu doesn't.
I'm trying
eat
to
hamburgers.
Think of something that's translucent.
Yasu doesn't eat hamburgers.
Yeah.
No. Wait, he doesn't?
I guess that's the word. Let's all eat like square.
All right, so we're going on the non-translucent diet.
We're going to try and write up the Q&A summary as best we can and have it out. But the big thing that we've got was we've got info that no one else has. We're the first to get it, the first to play with it in-game, the first to do it before even, like, the QA team gets to do it.
Oh, wow.
And the first to announce any information even before Square Enix is going to announce information. And what that has to do with is the Nizul Isle relic weapons.
Dun, 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 dun.
So it sounds like, everybody kind of looks at the quest information right now for Nizul Isle, and you're like, 50,000 Alex.
Yeah, that's a little steep.
It's like, sounds much harder than Dynamis.
Our original show that went over the requirements for those weapons, it's an impossibility to obtain them.
Yep. They thought that it wasn't going to be as hard, for various reasons. And now they've realized that it is going to be super difficult. So they're going to reduce the requirements to obtain Nizul Isle relic.
Oh, very nice. Do tell.
They said the concept of Nizul Isle is very different. It's going to depend more on time and accomplishments rather than, like, money. And depends on your assault ID tags. So currently they're at 50,000 Alexandrite. They realized players were not earning enough Alexandrite, and the dev team is lowering the requirement. They did not say what the requirement is, but it's not going to be 50K. It's going to be less.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, 49K.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They said it's going to be easier to obtain Alexandrite, and I think you're going to be rewarded more than you are for current tasks.
Okay.
And the requirement's going to go down. They said that they will be adding the final quest for a Nizul Isle relic upgrade, and it's going to be a battlefield quest.
Hmm.
And they said once you earn the weapon skill, these weapons will grant a new weapon skill. They said once you earn the weapon skill, you'll be able to use that weapon skill with any weapon, even a level 1 weapon. That doesn't mean that you'll be able to use it at level 1. There's still going to be like a skill requirement, like 250 or whatever it may be.
Okay.
But you'll be able to use it with any weapon. So if you're like a level 75 monk, you'll be able to use your level 1 knuckles and still show off the weapon skill.
Which is pretty cool. It's kind of like...
It is cool.
You know, like the older relics, it's like you need to have the relic weapon to use the relic weapon skill with this. Once you get access to it, like it's on your person instead of on the weapon. That's really nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. They also said that you can earn the weapon skill without getting a Nizul Isle relic.
Hmm.
They didn't explain how. They just said that you're not going to need an Nizul Isle relic to obtain the weapon skill, and it should be obtainable by your casual player.
That's nice to hear.
That is very nice to hear.
On it. It just that you'll be able to get it. So that means it sounds more like it's going to be like a quested weapon skill.
I can deal with that.
I can totally deal with that.
There's going to be like a, I don't know if there's going to be like a latent that you have to break, like the other quested weapon skills or what. Yeah, they
gosh,
might not even know themselves just yet. But
please no.
But we'll see. They also said, my notes are like scrambled. They said, they said when you use the new weapon skill with the new Nizul relic, you'll have greater benefits. So they will go together,
okay.
But you don't need one to use the other.
So the weapon would just be like a modifier then for the weapon skill, kind of?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And like I said, what we've got here is these stats and the damage are not finalized and could change at any time. So what they did is they allowed us to play with Nizul Isle relic weapons. And we got to see like 6 or 7 different ones. But we can only report on one of them. Each premier site was assigned a weapon, and our assignment was the Dragoon weapon.
Oh, very nice.
Which is something I cannot pronounce. The Ryanohige or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Ryanohige?
Sure. Lol Durg.
I'll take that, yeah.
That's hey, Greek for Lol Durg.
We did get to see the stats on the weapons, which have not been revealed yet.
Okay.
So this pole arm has currently, and again, this could change, but currently it's damage 91, delay 492, enhances jump effect, and they're doing this new thing with weapon effects called aftermath. So it literally says aftermath : increases accuracy and attack, and occasionally attacks twice.
Nice.
Ooh.
Right.
Now, aftermath is like...
What aftermath means
a period
is
after you use the weapon skill?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So...
I can dig it.
It might be... Aftermath might only work when you're using the new weapon skill. If you're using, like, an old weapon skill, you're not going to get the aftermath effect.
Interesting. Huh.
That's how the two are going to work together.
Gotcha.
So the aftermath stuff is what ties the weapon to the weapon skill.
Oh, I see.
Right. The enhances jump on the polearm was it makes your jumps into criticals.
Ooh.
And I was playing around on Dragoon, and I did a super jump, and I made the game all wig out, and it, like, debugged. Dumped on me and stuff like that. And I jumped up in the sky and I didn't come back down. And then all these debug messages started coming out. And I'll post it on the forums for you guys. It's
nice.
Matt was kind of making fun of me, like, dude, why are you like so excited about debug messages? I'm like, what? This is cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like taking pictures of it and stuff. He's like, what are you doing? That's like a waste.
Like, low, I thought low, Russell.
And then eventually I did fall down, but it was like, it seemed like an eternity, but it was probably really like 10 or 15 seconds before I fell down.
Wow.
So I've got some screenshots of the weapon equipped on a Dragoon. Looks like he's in full Askar gear.
Nice.
And looks like he's in like the jungle, like the Kazam jungles.
Huh.
And there's some still shots of the weapon skill.
Very
so
nice.
It looks like a giant dark sphere that encompasses the mob and maybe crushes it. The animation is, he does, I don't know how many hits it is. I've got some records that I can look at and count the hits. Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 hits. And then he like pauses real slow and like leans back. And the way he like flips the spear around and then like stabs him the final time is just...
It sounds like a pentathrust and wheeling thrust like combined.
Yeah, that's probably about what it is. It looked really cool and really mean. The other weapon skills also look very cool, but I'm going to leave it up to the other Premier sites too.
Yeah, we'll get links up for those when they become available on the website.
Absolutely.
So the big thing that's coming out of this is the Nizzle Isle relic weapons are going to be a little easier to obtain than first thought. It should still be difficult.
Yeah.
And the weapon skills are not bound to the weapon.
Which is really nice to hear.
That is very nice to hear. Because
everybody should be... Every job is going to get some new weapon skills, whether they have a relic Nizzle Isle weapon or not.
That's very nice. I wonder if these weapon skills are going to be any good, though. Because, you know, you look at like quested ones already, like Impulse Drive, and it's horrible. So, you know, I'll be curious to see what kind of damage they put out.
Very awesome.
Yeah, so what you can look forward to is I'll tell you the other sites and what weapons were assigned to them, so you know where to go look for what you want to look for, or if you want to just look at all of them. Alakazam was assigned the Red Mage weapon. FF Vault was assigned the Thief weapon. We were assigned the Dragoon weapon. Warcry was assigned the Dancer weapon.
I'll have to check that out.
Stratix was assigned the Puppet Master weapon. Online Velten, which is the German site, was assigned the Corsair weapon. And
that's like that cannon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got like little targeting
right there. That's sweet, man.
And Jeu Online, which is the French website, was assigned the White Mage weapon.
Cool.
Okay.
And I can tell you that each of them are very, very cool. They were all impressive to see. It looks like they've done a very nice job with the animations.
Very cool.
They will have their info. Square Enix will be posting info this week. And we will have... All the sites should have their info up first. Because we need to report back to Square Enix where we posted our info.
Okay.
So check back in the next day or two on each of those sites. And you will get to see a peek at what's coming in... Is it the next version update? In September? I think that this might be stuff that's coming out in September.
Okay.
They still have to go through, you know, the Q&A. And depending on what happens in Q&A, some of the stats might change on each of these weapons. But this is where it stands right now.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm assuming
it might be after September even, but this stuff should be really soon. Okay. You know, like if it's not September, it should
update after.
Yes, it's the one after that.
Okay.
But like, sweet. No one's close to obtaining one anyway, so, cool. So you know,
yeah.
It's not like
it's like not there's just no way.
So that takes care of the Nizzle Isle stuff.
That's cool. Was that the main focus of the event this year?
A lot of it was, you know, what do the Premier sites do for Square Enix? What can Square Enix do for the Premier sites? How can we work together? We talked about event ideas that the Premier sites can run. Every site kind of had some of their own ideas. None of it was like too great. Some of the ideas were good, would need a little tweaking. Some of the events can be site specific, or some of them can be across multiple sites. Some of the events in game can be server specific, so like, you know, if we're on Phoenix, if you know we want to do an in-game event that we want to host and get some support from Square Enix, where you know we give away some kind of item or something like that, and we want to host it, it may be like a Phoenix-only event. There is a possibility of cross-server events also. It depends on, you know, what what the event is and what kind of level of support from Square Enix is going to be needed. So, you know, like, they can't throw 20 GMs on the job to, like, run this event for us. That's just impossible. But, like, maybe, like, one or two or something can help.
You mentioned the GMs. This is kind of like a follow-up on what they talked about at FanFest with GMs helping with, like, player events?
They said that this is separate from that.
Okay.
So I don't know. They didn't really talk about GMs doing player events. This is GMs doing premier site events.
Okay.
So it's a separate thing. But like an event idea could be, you know, we have Fafnir running around in Saruta Baruta and everybody's like level one taking him down, you know? Kind of like the, you know, the samurais that run around. Mm-hmm. Could be something like that, but maybe like Fafnir is running around and, you know,
it's like cap dark
and everybody gets riddles and stuff.
And like, well, yeah, maybe when he's taken down, there's, I don't know, everybody gets soul sushi or something.
Fireworks or something.
But that's like
kind of
the idea of something that could be possible in game, taking existing content and just making it work in a different way.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Right. Another possibility is real world prizes. A couple years ago, Stratix gave away like an Alienware PC. So stuff like that is possible. Maybe we can, you know, I don't know what prizes they're willing to give away. Maybe another PC. Maybe like a copy of Crystal Chronicles. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy IV.
Maybe like some cold hard cash, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
RMT.
I don't know.
RMT.
They just want us to get ideas to them, and then they're gonna analyze it and go, "This is doable and this is not."
Okay.
And then compile. They'll say, "Well, this one you can do in a couple of weeks, and this one will take a couple of months."
Hmm.
What else?
Very cool.
We're gonna save.
Did you guys have any ideas, like from your end of the table, as far as events are concerned?
We probably had the smallest ideas. I'll admit, like I wouldn't say the smallest ideas, but we took up the least amount of time in this segment.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
One of the ideas was maybe we'll like reset the never-ending quiz. Pick like the 200 most difficult questions and. Then, like, we'll have, like, a leaderboard, and we can give away some Final Fantasy swag or something like that to the leaders. Nice. Another one we had was more of a popularity contest of premier sites, and when we were brainstorming the idea before the summit, we thought it sounded good, and then when we said it, one of the other sites was like, "Oh, so you're guaranteeing that your site's gonna win?" We're like, "Oh, the idea was, like, trade in crystals to an NPC, and then, like, you can pick the site you want to donate crystals to."
Interesting.
Oh, that would
guy was like, "Oh, so you just want an event that you know you're gonna win at?" And was like, "Oh, well, that's not really what I thought of, but I guess
yeah,
nice." Like, you know what? I think that they should just get a whole bunch of GMs and like, we should all like go into like Jugner Forest and play like Ghosts in the Graveyard.
What?
I've never heard of that game.
Or like hide and seek.
Hide and seek with the GMs, really?
Well, that was one thing dude. That they did at FanFest. They had like a GM.
I remember
like,
that, yeah.
His point of view in a town, and like you had to guess where he was.
The guy couldn't like use the controller.
Yeah, they said that like, you know, something like that could be done outside of FanFest, and that could be like an event.
Or like just get together and like Port Bastock at the big fountain thing, and everybody just play a big game of Duck Duck Goose or something.
Yikes.
So Stakes suggestions go right into my spam folder.
Yeah. Duck Duck Goose, like, really?
Fine. Jeez.
Yeah.
A couple of haters over here.
Yeah. It's not as bad as how many times I asked for Byakko's Haidate today.
Can I have Byakko's Haidate?
please. I seriously please, must have asked them like 15 please. Times today for it.
How many times did you ask them to make us a premiere site?
Long.
Oh, I gotta think about it.
Long.
It didn't really come up, and it's probably not appropriate to mention that in front of other premiere sites.
So, what else besides events?
They want to be more. Yeah, there was a lot of Q&A. They want to be more. They want to communicate more with the premier sites than they do already.
Okay.
They encourage us to instant message them and email them and call them on the phone and don't hesitate to put a bug in their ear about stuff.
Okay.
Another thing that they said they could do, they did this for us last year, was they can give us a dump of every item in the game in a spreadsheet format that has like every language. They did this for us last year and we used it to start building other language sites, which I dropped the ball on somewhat. I got like German done and I didn't do French. So they can do that kind of thing for us. It's time consuming for them, so it's not like I can just ask for it and Matt's going to turn around and
poof. Yep.
It's not necessary to have it all the time because, you know, we already have a database of all the items now.
Yeah.
Be good to get it once in a while just to maybe verify something here or there, but you can do a lot of that through DAP mining anyway.
Right.
It's really helpful if you need to like start a database from scratch. But we're not in that boat, so that doesn't apply to us entirely. I suppose if we wanted to get all the French items imported, I could use something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a tour of the office, which was a little bit cut short from what it was last year. But we did get to go say hi to the GMs, and we did get to say hi to...
Are they actually dressed as GMs at their PCs?
Yes, they wear red armor with masks and everything.
And glowing and everything?
Swords that... And they're really mean when you walk in there. And they
glow?
And stuff. Yes, and they glow and stuff.
Oh, wow.
No, they're just normal people wearing hats, and it's casual dressing there and stuff. And, you know, they look pretty busy when we're in there, and we did get a peek at some of their screens and get to see their interface a little bit, which is interesting to look at, but
that
nothing
is cool.
We're supposed to really share. And, they have two screens, and one's like their call queue, and one's like the game. And
do they like laugh at people as they're kind of going through their call queues and stuff? I'm gonna leave you stuck.
You didn't see any of that going on.
Okay.
Last year, cool. When we were in the GM room, they had a webcam that linked to Japan, and you could wave to the Japan GMs, and they would wave back, and they would dance with
ski
hats on. wasn't turned on this time around, so we didn't get the wave to Japan. We got to go to the call center room where, you know, they're dealing with all the people who get banned because they buy Gil. And
I can guys, has a count back.
Yeah. It seems like they're trying to improve their customer service and pay more attention to the quality of a call and make sure that, you know, when you call, they don't just say, well, that's how it is, and I'm not helping you anymore, and then hang up.
Mm.
They want to, you know, they want you to leave your phone call with some level of satisfaction. I mean, if you get banned from the game for some stupid reason, you deserve to be banned from the game. And if you call customer service begging to be turned back on, and they don't turn you back on, there's a really good chance that it's probably your own fault anyway.
Right.
So, you know, don't get pissed off at them. Break the rules.
Exactly.
It's that simple. They did announce that FanFest is coming again.
Ooh.
They don't have a date set. They're looking at venues. They're hoping this year for FanFest.
Cool.
I think E3.
They're hoping for this year?
Yes, this year.
Like, FanFest. As in 2008?
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, dude.
They last year at E3 was about the same time as it is this year. They also announced FanFest then, and they didn't know when or where it was, but it did happen by the end of the year.
I gotta be honest, yeah. That just completely caught me off guard there.
Yep, you can 99% chance it's gonna be on the West Coast again, mm-hmm. in the Los Angeles area, like it has been.
Yeah, that makes sense for them.
They don't have a date yet, so they can't say yes, it's happening this year. But you can probably put your money on it that they're going to find a place.
So no more babies steak. Just hold off a little bit on that.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Fusion X.
You either, Ganny. We need to like hook up at FanFest, man. Seriously.
Yeah, dude. That's
people
like
and your kids.
Because Fusion just turned 21, you know. And
that's exactly what we need.
So how many babies does he have that he doesn't know about?
Who, Fusion X? I don't know. It's been a couple months, so...
Nice.
They do want the premiere sites to be more involved in FanFest. This past FanFest, we had booths and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did give some dev Q&A, for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. So they are considering some more involvement from premier sites.
That's
in
cool.
FanFest. I don't know exactly what, but they asked us if we would be interested in doing more than just a booth, and everybody said yes.
Nice.
So who knows what that could mean.
You guys can be the NPCs this year. You'll be sitting there and handing out quests
nice.
To people.
Just no, stand no. there. And...
That sucks.
I need somebody to pose as a flan.
So
that would be Fusion.
Start saving your pennies for your plane tickets and
already,
stuff like that.
Good call, man, because it's almost August. So if they're
like November or December, if it's going
to
be this year, it's
going to
be at the end of the year.
Okay.
But I think other than our Q&A that we have to sort through our notes and stuff, that's the gist of what happened and what we've learned.
Cool.
Wow. It's fun to play with the relic weapons. We got like 5 minutes to play with them. It might have been like 10 minutes to play with it. 2 5-minute sessions.
That is really cool.
Very nice.
Good stuff. All around good stuff. A little bit on the new MMO and a little bit on the new relic weapons, a little bit on FanFest.
The Q&A, I'll be the first to say it could have been more exciting.
Yeah.
There wasn't like any like, super secret thing that was revealed. I did ask Sage Sunday again, like, so when's your next Absolute Virtue video coming out? And, he talks to Mochi in Japanese. They go back and forth. And he's like, trust me, it's in there. It's in that video. Trust me. He was like so confident it was in there.
The guys just hear Absolute Virtue and they're like, ah.
But then at dinner, we were talking a little bit more about it because I'm like trying to talk to Mochi, but he doesn't really understand much English.
Right.
And I know Mochi plays a lot. And I was like, so, Mochi, like, does your Link Shell try Absolute Virtue? Have you attempted it or anything? And he didn't really get what I was saying. So Sunday translated. They go back and forth, and Mochi's Link Shell, like, doesn't even try. Because, like, they tried it once or twice, they didn't try.
That's awesome.
But Sunday told me that Absolute Virtue Battle itself is, you can expect it to be an 18-hour battle. To win.
What?
Whoa.
He said, if you're lucky, it might get trimmed down to like 10 hours.
No way. No way is anyone ever going to spend 10 hours fighting one mob.
Yeah.
No.
So he said, length of battle is about 18 hours.
What? That is absolutely crazy, dude.
So, I mean, that's like, you need to like coordinate with your Link Shell, like, who's going to sleep when and, like, take shifts and stuff?
That's that. No way is anybody like, ever...
That's crazy, like dude. That,
that's wow. just no way.
You gotta, like, you got to, like, skip school, call into work. You know, like, that's insane.
Yeah, if anybody from Square Enix is listening, you know when you start the game, you have that little thing, it's like, please remember your friends, your family, work, okay? We can't do that when you make mobs that take us 18 hours to kill. Even 10, if we're, like, lucky. That's no. No way.
Hey, this is Stig. Can I speak to the boss? Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to be in today because we're going to be fighting AV. So
he said it depends on like the abilities that Absolute Virtue uses and like in what order and stuff like that. It can reduce you could get like a little lucky and get a nice roll and reduce the time of your battle. But he said typically, and like, I mean, he wasn't even joking. He was just like so casually. He's like, oh yeah, that's like an 18-hour battle. Like,
what?
So you can imagine why their video is like so chopped up, because you're not going to like sit there and stream 18 hours of Absolute Virtue.
They should have.
I'm sure people would do it because.
Oh man.
They're just insane.
Unbelievable. Now, real quick.
Right, and that also explains why mobs, why jobs can use many 2 hours.
Yeah, that would explain it if they did it over 18 hours.
I mean, if you're doing it for 18 hours, that means you can use 9 2 hours during the course of the battle. So if you think like it's only a couple hours long, like a Corsair is resetting job abilities and stuff like that, that's probably not true.
That's like something that'll put you on the news. Like, Fusion X's Link Shell did defeat AV, but he stood up and passed out.
Knowing that that battle can take so long, it may be worth going back and looking at the video and reanalyzing and not focusing on, like, how is this guy using 2 hours so often? Just know that the battle is 18 hours long, so it makes sense that you can use your 2 hour multiple times and focus on other parts of that video. I'll probably take another look at it myself and see what's going on. They assured me that the answer, the whole key to the battle, is absolutely in that video.
And then you need to get, like, a case of Mountain Dew, a case of, like, freaking Twinkies, and a bedpan, and then you'll be able to beat it.
Right. You gotta be like South Park and have like your mom come with the bed.
Yeah, and just cramp out the back of the chair.
And Hot Pockets.
And Hot Pockets. That's really the key to Absolute Virtue. It's not all the stuff in the video, it's like Hot Pockets, Mountain Dew.
It's Hot Pockets and a bedpan.
Oh man,
that is nuts.
That's brutal.
Now, real quick, one of the updates they had on the website recently showed what looked to be Puppet Master Relic in Dynamis. Did they talk about that at all?
They did talk about... that was part of the dev Q&A. They did answer that Puppet Master, Corsair, Blue Mage. I don't think Scholar and Dancer yet.
Right.
They will be getting their Relic, and they said that... Sunday said that that image is an absolute hint and clue about getting Relic.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, there we go, Otter Gun Relic and Dynamis then, which is kind of weird, because like this whole time, I'm like, you know, they could just like throw it into Dynamis and nobody would care, and it looks like that's what they're doing.
It might mean that they need to add those job types into Dynamis.
That could be interesting if they switched it up and like actually change something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think typically in Zarkabard, there's, what, like 15 NMs that you need to kill, and they come in groups of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And each one represents one of the 15 original... Well, I wouldn't say original, but 15 pre-Dynamis jobs. So if they're going to add 3 more, they may be adding 3 more NM types to Zarkabard and maybe like replacing some existing mobs with Dancer jobs.
That
I don't know.
That could be very interesting. Of course, I think one of the updates for Dynamis 2 is they were going to increase drop rates in those zones, so it might just be easier to get from just killing some other demons or something.
While we're on Dynamis, they did say that the entrance fee will be reduced sometime or another.
Okay.
So it's not going to be a million gil. They didn't specify like what update that's going to happen in or anything like that, but they are going to reduce...
be 999,000.
Yeah.
And they talked about the effects of reducing that, which will reduce the cost of ancient currency in people's bazaars because it's cheaper to enter Dynamis, so the currency should come down. And it may be a little easier to obtain relic weapons because of that.
Huh. Very cool.
Nice.
That'll stink for anybody who already has relic weapons.
Yeah, but they've had it for so long. They've got their
fame.
angry, yeah. You know?
It's kind of one of those things, it's like, you know, eventually stuff's gotta change, you know, and exactly. I think the nice thing, especially with the Nizel relics, is it's still really, really early in the game, so they can drop the Alexandrites and, you know, no one will have, you know, even gotten close to finishing yet, so they won't care.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Still kind of early in the game where they can dumb it down a little bit if they need
it to. Sounded like they wanted the weapons to be rare, but the weapon skills to not be rare.
Which is kind of, that's nice, I think, like, we need some new weapon skills. I'm glad that they're kind of like saying that, you know, a casual player can obtain it. That's kind of nice to know.
Yep.
Very cool.
I think that's all we got out of them. Just check back on our site. On my plane ride tomorrow, I'm going to be trying to polish up our Q&A notes, and hopefully Sunday we'll have something posted.
Okay, very cool. Yeah.
Definitely by Monday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure we get links for all the premier sites write-ups on the event. And the Nizel weapons, that should be pretty cool to see.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Square will be linking from PlayOnline to each of the premier sites write-ups on the weapons. So that's why we have to have it done by a certain day, and so that they can get it on their site by a certain day.
Gotcha.
And I think we're going to try and link, you know, each site is going to try and link to each site also, just okay. to help the flow of information.
Very cool.
Awesome. Well, your information has been invaluable to us, and we, as always, we very much appreciate you joining us here. And
shout out to Gahu in the back, too.
Yeah, right, exactly, for his random bits of information
for
from the back.
Gany, yeah.
All right, next week we will go over all of our emails and all of the news up until now, but we wanted to spend some time talking to Gany on the Premier Site Summit. So until next week, we'll kind of leave it at this, and we'll talk to you next week. Our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Join us in our forums if you have any questions. Send us an email. It would be great. Once again, thank you very much for joining us, Gany. Always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, you too.
And have a safe trip back.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. All right, guys. Say goodnight.
I think it's good, like, more like good morning now, isn't it?
It is.
It's
totally like
4:22 my time right now, so I don't even know where I am.
That's my time. I'm going to go cry now.